To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 19th of April, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Pixel 6. That's probably what a lot of the owners are saying right now about their phones. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another weird issue. Following those software updates, which were long delayed to begin with, we're probably going to be needing another one. That's because lots of reports are coming in from Pixel 6 owners that their phones are automatically rejecting some incoming calls. Yep, these complaints are all over Reddit, they're all over Twitter, and I'm sure some email servers over there at Google, too, are also flooded with complaints. Most people are saying that their phone just can't complete that most simple task. It can't ring when there's an incoming call. Or if I actually did get to take the call, it just automatically drops it. Now, there are some people out there that said, "Hey, stupid, turn off mute." Well, that's not doing the trick. And going into settings, everything seems fine, which points to possibly another software issue. Now, Google hasn't been able to confirm this, but they are investigating. May take a few days to figure out exactly what's going on, but at this point in time, it's sure looking like another software update is going to be needed. We'll keep you posted. Staying with Google News, could the wallet be making a return? Well, that's what some speculation's pointing to, or at least bringing back the Google Wallet in some form, because the company is creating a wallet interface for Google Play services that will act as a way to access and manage your payment and transit cards, plus passes, rewards, membership, and a whole bunch more. And it looks like now you'll be able to get to the new wallet UI from within the app. Which, by the way, will still be used for contactless payments. Well, at least that's what we're being told. Now, a lot of this is leaked out from various sources, including screenshots all over the web, and even some of these screenshots are showing a new wallet icon. Again, nothing confirmed from Google whatsoever. But it may be happening because the transition has been quite confusing for quite a few people, with Google Pay trying to handle everything related to payments. And more than likely, probably bringing the wallet back in a separate location will help people manage things a heck of a lot easier. And finally, get ready for your play date. It's shipping now. That's right, the day has finally arrived. People have been waiting for, well, pretty much forever. The folks over at Panic have begun shipping out the long-awaited Playdate portable gaming system. Now, in order to be getting it straight away, you're going to have to be part of that Group 1 customers. Those are the ones that are shipping out first, meaning you had to be some of the first people to pre-order the device way back in 2021. Speaking of 2021, yeah, that's when you were also supposed to get it, too. Late 2021 was supposed to be the ship date because of supply issues, of course, like everything else. That didn't happen. Now, if you weren't among the first people to pre-order, don't worry. According to the folks at Panic, they're ramping up their shipping volume each and every day. They're even saying the Group 1 orders, they should actually all be out within the next month, meaning they'll be able to focus on the next group and the next group and the next group. However, though, if you're hearing about it now just for the first time and thought, well, I'm going to go order that, well, you're going to be waiting a long time. According to the folks over at Panic, their Playdate device, they only have enough production capacity to last 2022. Meaning if you order today, get ready to be in the queue for some time of 2023. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN content over there. Of course, you can find us on our social media accounts at British Tech Network on Facebook, at British Tech on Twitter, and join the community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Thursday installment this week. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.